You are a Locked On Braves postcast, part of Locked On Sports Atlanta, your team every day.
Welcome into the Braves postcast, part of the all-new Locked On Sports Atlanta. I'm Grant McCauley, he's Jake Mastroianni, and we're coming to you after a much better performance for the Braves in the city of Milwaukee. A bounce-back performance, I'm going to call this one, Jake, as the Braves were shut out in the opener. Well, they returned the favor in Game 2 with a 3-0 shutout victory of the Brewers. We're going to talk all about that. Of course, the return of Ronald Acuña Jr., the arrival of Tucker Davidson, big hits from a big hit from Marcell Ozuna, and some good work out of the bullpen. It all added up to a Braves victory. We're going to get into all of that in a moment. Before we do, though, I want to remind you to make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel for the all-new Locked On Sports Atlanta. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button here on YouTube and enable alerts so you'll get notifications every time we drop an episode. And, of course, subscribe to Locked On Braves wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you leave us a rating and a review there. And if you like what you see here and what you hear there, make sure you share it with a friend, won't you? So that is what we have to cover as far as all of the particulars of the good housekeeping before we get into this one. But Jake, I would say the Braves handled the particulars of winning on this night, and it felt good to be on the other side of a shutout victory.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we want to see. We just want to see it more consistently. Great pitching, great defense, some timely hitting, and a very good game between two teams that are obviously very evenly matched.
And I feel like we saw this in October, certainly, and we have seen it thus far in the previous series that these two teams are clubs that have good starting pitching. They're clubs that have capable offenses, though I think the Braves, if they're really clicking all together, have the edge in that regard. But you knew that we were going to expect, I think, a tightly contested series, and we've gotten that over the first couple of games. Only 4 total runs, 2 shutouts have already been thrown, and we have a battle between 2 Cy Young Award hopefuls, one guy who has that trophy on his mantle, one guy in Max Fried, who'd very much like to match Corbin Burns in that regard. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, but this is all setting up for a pretty nice finale, though, Jake.
It is, yeah, and it's a lot of fun to watch these games, and, you know, it's really just one or two plays here or there that are deciding these ball games. Very frustrating when you're on the wrong end of it, as the Braves were Monday, but very exciting when you're on the other end of it, as the Braves were on Tuesday. So can't wait to see what the finale has in store.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get you through the line score for this one. Game number 37 for the Braves. It was a good one, a complete win for them in game 2 of this 3-game set against Milwaukee. The Braves now 17-20 on the year. 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base for Atlanta. The Brewers 23-14 on the season. Shut out on 5 hits. They committed an error. They left 10 men on base as well. Tucker Davidson picks up the win with 5 scoreless innings. That's his first major league victory, so congratulations to Tucker Davidson. That's one I'm sure he's not going to forget anytime soon. Adrian Houser takes a loss. He's 3-4. Kenley Jansen nailed down his 9th save. Game lasted 3 hours, 14 minutes, and a crowd of 28,910 were on hand to see it. And it was not Miller Park. I got that wrong yesterday. It's American Family Field. People pay a lot of money for that stuff, so I'm going to get it right on this night. But Jake, let's start with who the Braves started with. Tucker Davidson got his opportunity to finally start a game this season, and he did not disappoint.
Yeah, I was really excited for him. I talked about yesterday. I thought he might get a shot out of spring training. Didn't work out. Bryce Elder kind of took that job for a little bit. So great to see Tucker get this opportunity. Look, he was really good last year in 3 starts before he had the injury and was shelved until he made an appearance later in the World Series. He did make a minor league start before that. But, I mean, we've seen him have success up here in the big league level, and it was just really impressive to see. And what I liked when I talked about on the Locked On Braves podcast previewing this game is be aggressive in the strike zone. He really was, especially early on, just pounding the strike zone, getting ahead of hitters, and was really successful early. Kind of lost command a little bit there late, but, you know, overall just a great outing from him. Glad to see Snitker, you know, get him 5. I think had the Braves been up 3 runs, I think maybe you send him back out there for the 6th inning because he hadn't thrown a ton of pitches, but you got him through 5, a chance to get him a win. You got your bullpen ready to go. So I like that decision from Snitker. So really encouraged from this outing. I think he's at least earned another chance through the rotation with the Braves.
Yeah, and I think at this point, you'd just be happy if you can get a guy that can consistently give you 5 quality innings, and Tucker Davidson did that. 5 shutout frames, 3 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts for him. Again, the first start of 2022, his first major league victory. He made his debut a couple of years ago. This one's been a long time coming for him. And of course, he did get that start in the World Series, as you mentioned. So Tucker Davidson has had a really, really weird bingo card that he's been filling in some squares on here early in his career, but I'm sure he's not upset to be part of a World Series championship team last year and get a little bit of October action in there. But hopefully this is the first of many wins for Tucker in 2022 and beyond. We'll talk a little bit about the Braves offense, which was certainly opportunistic on this night and which was certainly buoyed by the fact that they had the man back at the top of the order. That's Ronald Acuña Jr. After the five-game absence, he was DHing and leading off. We'll tell you about his night in a moment. First, though, I want to tell you about Rock Auto. And with the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So you need to go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us section so that they know we sent you. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car or truck will ever need at rockauto.com. Now, the part the Braves were missing has been Ronald Acuña Jr. I think he's the, I wouldn't even sell him short by calling him a spark plug, but he certainly provides that spark for the Atlanta offense. He comes back, he reaches base three times with a hit, actually four times if you want to count the error that they charged on the third baseman, Mike Brousseau, that allowed Atlanta's first run of the night to score. But two walks and a hit for Acuña, stolen base, run scored ahead of the Marcell Ozuna home run. Jake, it looked like Ronald Acuña Jr. was feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, right out of the gate, first at bat, he hits a ball in the hole and beats out an infield hit. I mean, that right there told you right away what you could expect from him. And, you know, it's the great thing about Ronald, but it's what scares Brian Snitker and the Braves so much, because when you put him out there, you know this is the effort he's going to give you each and every time out. But that's what makes him so great, and he does so many good things. You look, he had the stolen base in this game. He tagged up on a fly ball to center field to go to third right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he does a little bit of everything. It's so great to have him at the top of the order, and that ball that he put in play ended up being, you know, a fielder's choice error. And that ball was hit 106 miles per hour, the second hardest hit ball of the game. I mean, he put it in hard, he put it in play, hit the ball hard, and you know, good things happen. So, yeah, I mean, great to see him back in the lineup, atop the lineup, making things happen. And he was a definite difference maker in this game.
Yeah, that's the exact phrase I would put on it, a difference maker. When he's in the lineup for the Braves, you know that there's just this opportunity for it to be a special night, that something special can happen when he's up there. And that important things tend to happen in and around the times that Ronald Acuña Jr. is either coming to the plate, at the plate, or even out there on the bases. He was making things happen on this night as well. I don't know that he really has another speed other than the way that he instinctually plays the game. And I don't know that I want to mess with the factory default settings too much on him, because when he did leg out that infield hit, he was running at over 30 feet per second, elite sprint speed, down to first base. And that's just one of the things that makes him a five-tool player, and it's one of the things that makes him so valuable to the Braves and one of the best players in all of baseball. So a great night for him all around, but otherwise the offense was still kind of searching for the big hit, and they were looking and looking and looking, just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. But Jake, that one hit was a big one, a 421-foot bomb to left field by Marcell Ozuna, who loves hitting at what used to be Miller Park that is now American Family Field. He's got 15 home runs in that ballpark, and this was a big one for Atlanta tonight.
Yeah, it was a big one, and had to have it. Look, the offense is not back by any means in this game, but you look, Duvall had a couple of hits. Dansby had a hit and a walk.
Yep.
Acuña got on base four times. Olsen had two walks. It's still the middle of that order. Riley, Ozuna, Albies, that are just killing the Braves right now. So to get that hit, you know, really big, especially in a one-run game. Great to see Marcell turn on an inside fastball. Mm-hmm. That's what he lived on in 2020 when he was so good. You could not sneak anything inside by Marcell Ozuna. You could get him out away all day long, but you came inside, he made you pay. So it's really great to see that. And Acuña tagging up to go to third. Again, you know, the pitch before that, threw a slider in the dirt. You knew he wasn't going to do that again and take that risk with Acuña on third. So you had to know you were probably going to get a heater there. Marcell set on it, turned on it, and drove it out for a big, big two runs there.
Yeah, turn and burn. That's what Ozuna did on that one. And I don't think it's any mistake that Ronald Acuña Jr. being out there on the base pass just creates enough of a distraction for a pitcher to have something else to think about, and stealing second base, getting over to third on that fly ball to center field. A lot of players are not able to do that. They don't think to do that. They don't have the speed to get something like that done, and they wouldn't challenge an outfielder like Lorenzo Cain. But Acuña saw an opportunity. Cain, I mean, the sense of urgency, I don't think was really that far off, but I don't think he expected Ronald Acuña Jr. to do that. So take advantage where you can and create opportunities to leverage in whatever area that you can. And Ronald, I think, helped as a distraction a bit out there at third base. And that big two-run homer gave the Braves a cushion that they would certainly need in this one, because once Tucker Davidson was done, the Braves bullpen came in. Look, they threw all zeros up there. Obviously, it was a shutout kind of night. But the eighth inning started to get just a little bit hairy as A.J. Minter went back out there, and he got squeezed on the Christian Yelich walk. No two ways about that. But a couple of walks, then he's out with two outs in that inning. Will Smith comes in. He walks Rowdy Tellez, so the lefty-lefty matchup goes right out the window. And then Smith has to go to work getting out of that frame. He was able to do it. But, man, you just had to be feeling like if this was a 1-0 game, I don't know, might need some anti-anxiety medicine.
Yeah, it was a little scary there for a minute. Always when you have a reliever who sits down for a while and comes back out, you worry about their control coming back out there. Obviously, Minter, you know, he's got to move past that and work past that and throw strikes. But, you know, obviously that is, you know, something that can sometimes bother a reliever. And Will Smith, look, he got ahead of Rowdy, and then I thought he should have gone to the fastball one time, try to sneak it by him after those sliders. They continue with those sliders, and they just weren't competitive pitches after the first two were really good. That's a bad walk that you're coming in to get the lefty there. You got to get him out. But defense bailed him out there, and defense was really great in this game. You had a play by Dansby. I can't believe he made it. That play in the hole. First of all, if that gets by him, that's probably a run because they're running on Ozuna in left field. Mm-hmm. But to make that play and get Renfro, a good runner, at second base right there, that was huge. And then Riley, a barehanded play against Urias. If he doesn't get that, it's first and second, one out. And then the play in the eighth, which I'm getting to, just to back up on that ball and backhand it and make the play over there. You know, knowing you got Olsen over there, just kind of threw a one hopper. I mean, that may have potentially saved the game right there. And as bad as the defense has been lately, It really saved the game tonight.
Yeah, it's really time to put a star by that one, as the old saying goes. And yeah, I know that Kenley Jansen got the save in this game by pitching a scoreless ninth inning, but Austin Riley deserved a save for that play, because at that time, that could have changed the entire complexion of the game if that ball somehow gets by him, if he's not able to make a play. And just knowing that Austin Riley is as just as aware as you are watching or listening to this, there have been some plays lately that he feels like he should have made. He hasn't been able to. This had to feel really good for him. And a couple, as you mentioned, Jake, in this game. So great to see that. So defense, pitching, hitting, it was all there for the Braves on this night as Tucker Davidson picks up his first major league win and the Braves grab a 3-0 shutout victory over Milwaukee. We'll get you set for game 3, which is an afternoon contest up in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Before we do, though, as you know, summer is coming. You're going to need some food on the go. Built Bars are the perfect snack to take with you on your family vacations. You can throw them in your bags and your kids' backpacks. Make sure everyone has a bar so you're fueled for your summer adventures. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your entire order. That's LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Well, let's talk about this, the marquee pitching matchup of this series. It's one staff's ace versus another staff's ace. Mano a mano, but of course, eight other guys on both sides are going to have a say in this game. But it's Max Fried, the rematch against Corbin Burns. I'm excited to see this one again, Jake, because these are two guys that I think they live for the big game, the big moment, and being the guy on the hill with a series on the line.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The first go-round was a lot of fun as well. Obviously, the Braves came out on top, which made it even more fun. But I want to see this one again. It's a lot of fun, and I want to see these Braves hitters, because I thought last time they faced him, I know they only got a run off of him, but I thought the at-bats were very good against Corbin Burns. Every hitter just about seemed locked in there, and you have to be when you're facing Corbin Burns. So I'm really excited to see this one. I love pitching. Hopefully the defense for the Braves continues to play well on Wednesday, and they can come out and get a series victory, which they really need. As I always say, in all of these series, they need as many as they can get.
Yeah, just keep winning series. That's something that worked pretty well for the Braves in the 90s. It's something that's worked pretty well for the Braves at other various times in their team history, including not too long ago in 2021. It took them a long way. So winning a series here against a 500 club that you've beaten not once but twice, plus you kind of tack on, you know, maybe a little residual feel good of knocking off Milwaukee in the playoff run last year. Maybe it starts to kind of tap into that confidence, not just from just this year or just this series, but feeling like, hey, we're still that team and we can play with anybody. And then, of course, you're going to have to continue to go out there and do it, continue to go out and win series. As for this finale, though, at American Family Field on Wednesday afternoon, it's a 1:10 p.m. Eastern time first pitch. Max Fried is 4-2. He's got a 3.14 ERA. Corbin Burns 1-2 on the season, but a 1.77 ERA. So don't let the low one loss total deter you from the fact that Corbin Burns is still one of the very best pitchers in the National League. In fact, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. But that'll bring us to the close of the Braves postcast on this night. We appreciate you joining us as always. A much better outcome for the Braves, who shut out the Brewers and even up this series at a game apiece. We appreciate you joining us here on the Braves postcast, part of the all-new Locked On Sports Atlanta. Make sure you're locked in with us and subscribe to the YouTube channel also to Locked On Braves wherever you get your podcast. Great night at the ballpark for the Braves, who grab a 3-0 victory over the Brewers to even up the series at a game apiece heading into the rubber match on Wednesday. For Jake Mastriani, I'm Grant McCauley. We will catch you soon on the Braves postcast. So long, everyone.